This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Trying to get a loan these days is a little like jumping out of a small capsule 23 miles above the earth and thinking you will land on your feet. No, wait. That's easier. And dressing up and cutting your hair won't make much difference. Loan officers are a lot more worried about the contents of your credit report than where you bought your suit. Now, people who find themselves trapped outside the banking system often turn to something called lending circles, these informal networks that are helping to fund growth in minority communities. And as Sam Harnett reports from San Francisco, in some cases, they're helping bolster borrowers' credit, too.
Bertha Jimenez moved to the U.S. from Mexico with her parents when she was 9 years old. She went to college for 2 years, but then had to drop out when she got pregnant. Now she wants to establish credit for the first time, so she can get her own place with her 5-year-old daughter.
She's really begging me to get our own spot, you know, our own place, and she's already dreaming of having her own house and getting her dog, you know, getting a pet, and just me and her, you know.
To build her credit, Jimenez is joining a lending circle at the Mission Asset Fund in San Francisco.
So who's interested in doing a monthly contribution of $100?
Community organizer Alejandra Guillen is helping Jimenez and 8 others form a lending circle. Here's how it works. Every month, the 9 members throw in $100, and one person takes the $900 pot. There's no interest, and at the end, everyone gets back exactly what they put in. The hardest part is deciding who gets the money first. To do that, they pull numbers out of a hat. Well, in this case, a plastic cup.
Who's going first? ¿Quién quiere primero? Solo un número primero. Okay. Yo sé que viene por su esposo. Only one number at a time.
Lending circles exist all over the world. In Japan, the Philippines, Mexico, and even here in the U.S. What's different is that Mission Asset Fund guarantees these loans and reports them to the credit bureaus. The circles can have a big impact on credit scores. Ana Rivera from El Salvador says hers improved almost 150 points since she began lending through the program 4 years ago. With that score, she's looking for a new home.
I lost my house, and my credit is so bad. And this program helped me for the credit is coming out more better.
Since they started 5 years ago, Mission Asset Fund says they've processed over $1 million in loans without a single default. Like traditional lending circles, the program relies on community bonds to keep people paying. Most of the members have a shared experience living as an immigrant without credit in the U.S. Some are friends and family who will actually chip in if another can't pay. Others have just met for the first time. To break the ice, the future lenders share a dinner of pupusas and coleslaw.
Do you guys live here?
I just moved here. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I moved here actually about a week ago.
The program's mission statement is to help individuals with financial growth regardless of immigration status. Members only need a valid ID, checking account, proof of income, and a federal tax number, all of which can be easily attained by undocumented workers. Bruno Rivas and his wife Micaela are one of the program's biggest success stories. With credit they built through the circles, the couple opened a neighborhood printing shop.
We do on graphic designs. So, like, we make business cards, flyers, banners.
When Rivas and his wife first arrived here from Mexico, they couldn't get funding to start their business. Every bank they visited turned them down for loans and credit cards. They worked odd jobs for a decade before discovering the Lending Circle program. After a few years building credit, they were able to get a loan for this new T-shirt printer. At first, Rivas was skeptical of the Mission Asset Fund. He says there are lots of scams in the neighborhood that target new immigrants. Many people he knew were taking payday loans with massive interest rates, often hundreds of percent a year. Still, he and his wife decided to give the lending circles a shot. They were desperate for credit.
So we start like a small one, you know, because you never know. Like some companies is open now and tomorrow disappear, yeah. So we start with a small one, and after that, another one is small, and say, oh, it's work.
He says it's still a bit of a shock to be able to get financing. He recently secured a car loan in only a couple of weeks.
They call me and say, your credit is okay. You have a good rapport and credit score. So I say, wow, I'm really surprised.
The bank told him he could get any car he wanted. So he traded in his old gas-guzzling Chevy Silverado for a Toyota Prius. He says his kids are happy he's doing something for the environment. In the meantime, he estimates he's almost saving enough just on gas to make the monthly payments. in San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.